Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, no, imagina.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why is it open the space for?
Blog Talk Radio.
You pressed it.
No, I'm not pressing.
Yeah, sometimes it goes over here and then.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And now they've come and they're here today. No longer wondering.
declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way. And by my spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Mighty, mighty, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Hallelujah for his love, his mercy that endureth forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, brother L.V. Zapata. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for the opportunity to be here sharing God's word. Amen. With God's people. Amen. Before the trumpet sound. Before the last trumpet sound, amen. Shalom, Brother Strata, Brother Michael, Brother Joseph, Eli, Reverend Brian. Shalom to each and one of you listening in the chat room, on your cell phones, on your computer. Amen. Welcome. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I hope tonight God will speak to our life through his word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Praise you, God. I believe we are not done with the topics about the 3 days of darkness that is going to come upon the earth. My brother and sister, I believe very, very soon God revealed it to us. And this past week with an urgency, he put an urgency in our spirit that the 3 days of darkness are about to come to pass, and that we should be alerted. We should be watching and praying that we will be found worthy to escape. We will be ready to be changed, be transformed into our glorified body as the last trumpet, as the Apostle Paul says, hallelujah, this will be, and this will come about, this will happen, my brother and sister. Amen. So God wants us to be ready. God wants us to be looking for it. I heard that God loves heavenly-minded people. He loves when his children, his people, are heavenly-minded, thinking, speaking, and meditating, my brother and sister, about the things of heaven, my brother and sister, the things to come, his kingdom to come, what he has in store, what he has planned for each and one of us. I love when we, my brother and sister, amen, hallelujah, love to seek out the things he has prepared for us, the things he promised us we would have. Amen. We've been doing the same, brother. We've been searching, researching more,
in regard to the 3 days of darkness, and I have a few things to share with some of you. Why is it that the last revelation I have, the 3 days of darkness, it was about 10:15, 10:17 in the morning when the Lord's giving me, Shalom, Sister Renee, this revelation last week about the 3 days of darkness. And I would like to share what I found in the Word in regard to the 3 days of darkness. I was speaking with Brother Ben, and as I was speaking, I was looking for this verse in the Bible online. And when I found the verse, the Lord says, this is it. I want you to talk about this. And it's found in Matthew 16. My brother and sister, I was looking for this confirmation. We were talking about the red cloud, a red sky, before the 3 days of darkness. And I was trying to find out if that was biblical, if that was in the Bible, my brother and sister. And as I was looking for it and we were talking about it, amen, when I got to Matthew 16, the Bible says in Matthew 16:1 that the Pharisee also, with the Sadducee, came, testing beside him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it's evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. I want you to notice what Jesus is speaking about here, because as people can discern weather before it rains, you know the formation of the cloud, okay? Even before a hurricane, the cloud turns in such a weird and different way than normally, and you are able to tell when it's bad weather. And the Lord said this to the Sadducee and Pharisee, you are able to tell when how the weather is going to be, okay? When it's fair weather, the sky is red. And we know there's a reddish sky at the end of rain sometime. Amen. We're able to discern that, my brother and sister. So, verse 3, and in the morning, remember, 10 a.m. is in the morning, 10:15 in the morning. That's when the Lord showed me the beginning of the 3 days of darkness. And I said the beginning because the day started in the morning. But I was not aware, I didn't know, until these things began to come about, all these events began to happen right before my eyes, that we were in the first day of the 3 days of darkness in the revelation of the Lord. Amen. So in the morning, verse 3 of Matthew 16:3, it will be fall weather today, bad weather, for the sky is red and lowering. Okay? And oh, you hypocrite, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. Okay? And when the Lord, when Messiah indicates this way, it is for us to study. It is for us to meditate on it and have the Lord guide us on this. The Lord spoke to me and said that he wanted me to come and talk about this. This is what I want you to talk about, he says to me. He spoke to me. And so we're not done yet with the 3 days of darkness. I don't know if tonight will be the last days, but I tell you, there's so much to be learned by brother and sister. We find a few things in the Bible, and this is one of the verses the Lord says we should consider in regard to the 3 days of darkness, because it's going to be a red sky. And he wanted them to see this. He wanted them to recognize this, but they were not. Because what they were trying to justice, notice he mentioned the red sky twice, but on the second, it's bad weather, a storm, pointing to judgment. That's what that was, pointing to judgment. They cannot discern through the bad weather or through the change of the sky the judgment. And Jesus called him hypocrite. Hypocrite. because discerning comes from God. God is the one who reveals the things that are to come about. And when you're walking with him in relationship and closeness and repentance and relationship as a son, as a daughter, God will reveal to you to dream or vision as he promised him he would do it in the last days, what is about to happen. And that's why God is giving us dream. God is giving us discerning our spirit that this judgment of the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister, as it happened in Egypt, Exodus, my brother and sister, 10, verse 21, when God came to Moses and said unto Moses, reach out your hand toward the sky. Notice he's pointing toward the sky. It doesn't say to the heaven. The sky is specifically the sky, because are the sky turning red? That's what the Lord is saying to us. Okay? Disguise. Yes, sister, we'll pray for you. Sister Beatrice asking for prayer. The skies are turning red. And the Lord, when he spoke to Moses, stretch your hand to the skies. The skies are going to turn red before the 3 days of darkness. As a sign of judgment for the next 3 days. The day before, our skies are going to be red. Red. Red, definable red. With you and I should be able as a believer to discern the 3 days of darkness coming. So when the day before, the night before, the afternoon before, we should be able to see the red sky and say, okay, the 3 days of darkness begins tomorrow. An example. My brother and sister, as a believer, this is important to the Lord, because he calls the Pharisee and scribe hypocrite. My brother and sister, actors, as they call them in Hollywood, actors, because you're looking for bad weather or fair weather, but you're not looking to what I'm about to do. You're not discerning what I'm about to do. You're not discerning my judgment, the Lord is saying to them. You cannot discern my judgment, okay? In my judgment, he's saying, I can show you through the cloud. Because why the cloud? Because this is exactly how he did through Moses. He stretched your hand to the cloud. Stretch your hand to the cloud, to the sky. And there'll be darkness over the land of Egypt. The sky, the cloud, will show us the 3 days of darkness a day before it happens. My brother and sister, God gave the children of Israel that whole day through Moses to speak this and for them to prepare to go into their homes, in their house, and stay there together. And we have to stay there in our house together in prayer, praying, close our windows, close our doors, and don't come out. God don't want us to come out. He has said it through several of his prophets. This is how he wants us to go about this 3 days of darkness. There will be evil on the land. Evil will be unleashed on the land that will go out and do harm. And although God can protect us and is protecting us and can deliver us, obedient to God is better than sacrifice. This is not for you to tempt God. Because how Matthew 16 began? They began tempting the Lord. Again, verse 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came testing, which another translation say, tempting. They came testing or tempting the Lord, my brother and sister. You see the attitude they have? Oh, let's see what he's going to say. Let's see what he's going to do. Let's see if he's going to give us a sign. Because discernment with God is of your spiritual life relationship with him. my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It is about relationship with him. In other words, if you're walking close with him and he's revealing to you the things he wants you to know, you will know a day ahead by looking at the sky, the cloud, that the 3 days of darkness begins tomorrow when that day comes. And he calls them hypocrite, hypocrite, because they're not walking right with God. They should have. That's why he called them hypocrite. They should have known. They should have discerned. They should understand the judgment. They understood fair day or bad weather, but did not understand through the sign of the cloud the judgment. And God put it in his Torah. He put it in his Tanakh. He's put it in his Bible. And they spent all their lives studying the Bible. That's what the Pharisees and scribes did. They spent all their lives studying the Bible and teaching the word of God to the people. And Messiah says to them, why can you not discern the judgment that is about to come through the cloud? Because the formation of the clouds are different when these judgments come, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And he answered and said unto them, when the evening you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, will be fair weather, for the sky is red and lowering. My brother and sister, are two different formations of the sky, of the cloud. Fair weather, the skies are high. Worst weather, the skies are low. The clouds are lower. My brother and sister, two different formations. And this is turning you into a weather person right away from the Bible, from the word of God. My brother and sister, lowering. It's all you hypocrite. You cannot discern, walking in relationship, the face of the skies, which we will say the sign or the formation. The face is the formation of the cloud. How they are formed indicate the type of weather. And this formation of the cloud for the 3 days of darkness are totally different than other formation. And that's where you and I are going to see the difference when they're formed in the cloud, my brother and sister. And before 10 a.m., before the night, before, they're formed. It's a day before the 3 days of darkness that they're formed differently. Again, God says to Moses, Exodus 10:21, reach out your hand to the sky, and there will be darkness over the land of Egypt. Darkness so thick it can be felt. Notice how when you're going to have a storm, my brother and sister, the cloud becomes low. But when the formation comes, they come even lower. The Lord is teaching us to discern. The skies are going to be so low before the 3 days of darkness that it's unquestionable that the 3 days of darkness begins tomorrow, is what he's teaching us here, my brother and sister. It's totally different than what you have seen before, hallelujah, what you have experienced before. The 3 days of darkness, the clouds are different, because if judgment begins as before a thunderstorm begins, or a tornado begins, there's a different formation. You can look up video on life on YouTube. Before there's a tornado form, you are going to see a different formations of the cloud. They begin to go around like in circle, and they come lower to the earth than before. And the tornado begin to destroy. The 3 days of darkness, cloud comes in the similar formation. The only thing, they're not round like a tornado. They're just covering the cloud, the skies, but they're becoming low, terrifying. In another word, it's a total different formation, God is saying to us. Our formations of cloud that you are going to able to discern the difference from any other cloud you've seen before. If I say to you, Raise your hand. How many of you have gone through 3 days of darkness? None of you can raise your hand. Because you were not around in the time, you were not around 5,000 years ago when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. You don't remember, okay? But through the word of God, we can study, discern, and understand what went about during their time, because it is in the same form, same formation as a cloud. Again, hallelujah. There will be, God said, darkness over the land of Egypt. Darkness so thick it can be felt. Have you ever had darkness so thick in your life growing up? I don't know how old are you, that you felt it. You felt it. Oh, I can feel that. Remember when people say, oh, I can feel that. Have you ever had such a darkness, such a cloud next to you that you felt it? My brother and sister, most of you are saying no. Exactly. This experience is going to be different than what you ever had because you haven't gone through this experience. That's what God's saying. That's what God's saying to us through his word, my brother and sister. Moshe reached out his hand to the sky, and there was a thick darkness in the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. Notice that, my brother and sister. He stretched his hand. He did what God told him to do. In the next 3 days, there was 3 days of darkness, thick cloud, like they had not experienced before themselves. They themselves before this had not experienced this. Now they were experiences. Now they're going through something different, something that a darkness that can be felt, my brother and sister. So that red sky, it's going to be different before the 3 days of darkness. It is for us to take it serious and say, I know I'm not supposed to go out tomorrow because the signs is clear in the sky. You and I are going to say. It's very important. Very important to be able to discern before this happens. People cannot see each other. This is another part of this thick cloud, my brother and sister. Because the day of the 3 days of darkness, we won't be able to see each other. We will be next to each other. I was next to people right there in front of me. And I could not see their face. We could not see each other. So it's totally different than anything you and I have experienced before. And this is important. This is important. This is why we cannot go out of our house. Because if we cannot see each other, so I see people are crashing into one another, into trees, posts, homes, my brother and sister. Why? Because they cannot see. After the windshield, they cannot see anymore. The light was so dim, it wasn't helping. For some reason, electricity or electrical, like flashlight, become useless in the 3 days of darkness. I don't know why, but electricity is useless. The only thing useless are candles. For some reason, we might have to look at this more in the Bible and study this even more, but for some reason, electricity is useless. My brothers become useless in the 3 days of darkness, and candles works better. You can see with more with candles. It might be, my brother and sister, because candle is fire. It's fire you're putting. Like in hell, there's fire. You can see with the fire in hell, only with the fire. There's no light in hell, but through with the fire you can see. So I believe that's what that is. That thick darkness is so demonic that if you light a fire like a candle, you'll be able to see. And that's important to know. To us, that's good knowledge that we can use going through the 3 days of darkness. So candles are better than flashlight, because a lot of people think flashlight. But I noticed that the light of the car, which are much stronger than flashlight, my brother and sister, were so dim and they were useless. And they were not helping people at all. It was not helping them. So that, to me, is a message to us. Forget about flashlight. Forget about your home electricity or light bulb and all that. your lamps, because they're not going to work for you in the 3 days of darkness. Candles will work best. So I will advise you tonight to order candles. Order a box of candles, order 3 or 4 candles. Some candles can last 24 hours, 8 hours. It's a 3 days. In 3 days, it's what, 48 plus 24 more. It's up there in hours. So calculate the hour of 3 days and buy enough candles for 3 days. And if there are more in your house than one person, each and one of you may need a candle to go to the bathroom, maybe go to the kitchen to get some food. I will advise people to fast those days. Thank you, 72 hours. I will advise people to fast those days if possible. And ask for in the 3 days where you're not fasting anymore, or you probably fasted the day before. You can also make your own candle. Someone said, I don't know how to make my own candle. So, yes, you can look it up. So do prepare. Do prepare, the candles you need. Have them ready, though. Imagine if you are in your house, don't put the candle in the basement or in the shed or in the attic. Don't put them in the attic. Don't put them in the basement. Put them where, okay, yes, even lamps with oil may work as good as candles. Kerosene lamp works very good also because it's fire. Okay, I order a kerosene lamp that should help us. If we put it in the middle of the house in the living room, we should get light, or at least enough light for us to get together. So keep that. Oil lamps, they work very good. Yeah, use that. Okay, and have them ready. Have them in a place where if you cannot see in your house because it's so pitch black, you can at least walk like the blind, knowing where it is to find it. Okay, where you can, if you cannot see, think about it. Think about it. You in your house, and you need your candle. The 3 days of darkness begin. It's getting pitch black. You cannot even see your hand practically, or your family that are next to you talking to you. What do you do? You need to walk where the candle. You know where you put them. Don't put them in the basement. Don't put them in the attic. Don't put them in the shed outside where you have to go out of your house to get them. All these emergency things must be close to us, available, where we can get them easily. My brother and sister, inside the house. So plan ahead. Where you say, well, I don't need to get in my house because I know they're here close to me. In your bedroom, if possible, in your kitchen. Have them where you won't have to go far. You're still in your house. All your doors are locked up. Your windows are locked up. And cover your window as much as possible as you can. Try to avoid looking outside. Because while you were, or your children looking outside, please. This is important. I know it's 3 days. It is a long time. 3 days is a long time. To keep your children quiet, to keep your children focused. Don't be surprised if their tablet don't work, if their cell phone don't work, if the TV don't work, and if you turn on the TV and it's useless, you cannot even see the screen, it's so dark, okay? And you're trying to put up the light on the TV, still nothing. You're playing with the remote, still nothing. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. And focus on the Lord. Pray. Ask the Lord to send billions and trillions of warriors, angels, archangels to protect you and your family, my brother and sister. Okay? I wanted to move on to the next topic, but the Lord wants me talking about this. He wants us to be focused on Him on this, getting ready for this to come, my brother and sister. Because it seems a lot of people are not taking it serious and are not preparing. And God wants us to prepare and be ready before it comes. Once it comes, it's too late. My brother and sister, you need to prepare before. And so, again, we also talked about in the 3 days of darkness, which we're going to read a few verses, and then we'll talk about what will be happening during the 3 days of darkness. Okay? So let me finish. People cannot see each other. This is Exodus 10:23. And no one went anywhere for 3 days. Notice that no one went anywhere, could not see each other, did not go anywhere. Notice what God wants us to do. He knows we're not going to be able to see each other, have candles, have lamps. Okay? Now, not going anywhere. This is important. Because this is what God told Moses that was about to happen and how they will have to be for 3 days. They will have to stay inside. They cannot go anywhere. Now, you do not want to see what's going to be outside your door or window. Okay? Because, believe me, you don't want to see the face of darkness. My brother and sister, it's horrible. It's ugly. You cannot imagine how ugly and horrible they look. And you don't want to see their face, my brother and sister. Because they can impart fear like you not imagine. You probably won't be able to sleep after that, so don't look on it. My brother and sister, very important. Okay? You tell your children the same. No one went anywhere for 3 days. But other people of Israel had light in their homes, wisdom to the wise. My brother and sister, word to the wise. Word to the wise. Have light in your home. Have light in your home. Have candles, lamps. Have it. Have it. Have it ready. What did the wise virgin there, Matthew 25? They prepare the lamp. They trip the lamp. They prepare it. It's another translation. They prepare themselves with the extra oil. They were ready. And whenever hour the bridegroom will come, they were ready. And that's what God is saying to us. Be ready. Now, the Lord is coming to the earth in the 3 days of darkness. He showed me this the other night. Him coming to transform his bride. My brother and sister, he called us by name. By name. And at the moment he called us by name, we were changed and transformed. But we need to be in the place he wants us to be, in our homes. My brother and sister, this is going to be awesome. Hallelujah. So Jesus says to the Pharisee, but can ye not discern the signs of the time? He called them hypocrites and then said to them that they could not discern. Hallelujah. They cannot discern the signs of the time. This is a sign of the 3 days of darkness coming, that God wants us to discern it, to know it, to see it and say, that's the 3 days of darkness beginning tomorrow. Okay? That's the 3 days of darkness beginning tomorrow. Each and one of us should be able to say that. We have spoken about this plenty of this. My brother and sister, it's important. Hallelujah. And then he says to these people, the wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall be no sign given unto it, but the signs of the prophet Jonah. He left them and departed. What is the sign of the prophet Jonah? Jonah was in the belly of the fish, great fish, for 3 days and 3 nights in darkness. Are you listening? Jonah was in darkness for 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah cannot leave. Jonah cannot move. Jonah cannot go anywhere. He was in total darkness. His hope was in God. He was repenting. Jonah was repenting. Jonah, the Bible said, cry out of the belly of the fish unto the Lord. My brother and sister, why did Jonah cry out? Why did Jonah pray? Because at this moment, Jonah understood that it was not in his control to be able to do anything, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was nothing Jonah could do. and the situation he finds himself. Hallelujah. Jonah 2 says and say, I cry by the reason of my affliction unto the Lord. He heareth me. Out of the belly of hell cry I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and flood compassed me about all thy billows. Thy way hath passed over me. My brother and sister, Jonah is recognizing that everything that he's in or going through has been created by God, and that God is bringing this judgment upon the earth. And you and I can only trust, which is what God wants us to do, hope, believe, and wait on the Lord. That's what we can do in the 3 days of darkness. Be in prayer. Be in repenting. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Please forgive my sin, my trespasses. Hallelujah. Place on my book, keep me record in heaven, Lord Jesus. And repent. And really ask him to cleanse us, purify us. Okay? Thank you, sister. That's another thing. If you have animals, okay, they might go crazy. Keep them close to you so you can calm them down. Okay? Keep your animal close to you. Keep your pet close to you, your bird, your dog, your cat. Don't let your cat go outside in the 3 days of darkness. He may be killed. Don't let your dog go outside in the 3 days of darkness. He may be killed. Don't let your bird go outside in the 3 days of darkness. He may be killed. Remember this. Some of us that have chicken, let's keep our chicken in prayer because that's going to be a testing for us. Okay? Someone said, what about homeless people? Pray for any homeless person you know. Let them know 3 days of darkness to come and pray for them. That will be the advice for that. My brother and sister, keep your family in prayer. Ask the Lord to send his angel running about them to protect them and keep them. These are 3 days of testing unto the earth. God's going to cleanse the earth, okay? Specifically, sister, if you pray for the Lord to protect them, can protect them through your prayer. That I know. But if they are to die or be killed in the 3 days of darkness, there's another thing. If the Lord is calling them to repent, they have refused the Lord, my brother and sister, then if they're supposed to die or they're appointed to die in that day, they're going to die. Okay? Just remember that the 3 days of darkness are coming. Tell your family about it. Pray for them. Remember, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You praying and interceding for them, God can keep them. God can protect them. Remember that. Our prayers are not useless. They're powerful in the Lord, my brother and sister. So keep that in mind. So Jonah cried unto the Lord. Then I say, I am in cast out of thy sight. Yea, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Jonah began, his faith began to be increased. I believe in the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister, the Lord can protect anybody you pray for. He can protect animal, anyone. My brother and sister, Jonah's faith in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, his faith began to increase. Jesus showed me back in Massachusetts, I remember, years ago, before the revival, he showed me. In other words, when people would go through the 3 days of darkness, which is before the revival, people's faith, after all these people had died and been killed by these beasts, and those that are left, that they knew they were not right, but God spared them, I saw them getting on their knees all over the state, all over the country this is going to happen. Jesus was showing me this. And they were raising their hand toward heaven, repenting. I'm sorry, God. I am so sorry, God. They knew, and God, the Lord said this to me. They are going to know this is done by the Lord, done by God. They are going to know. It's not that And so when we go out in the revival to evangelize this, then, my brother and sister, okay, they're going to receive the Lord. They're going to get right with God right away. It's not going to be a hustle. This is not going to be an argumental evangelism that we're going to do. No. Sister, seek the Lord. Pray to God. Fast for them. If you feel so worried and concerned for the homeless, the Lord can protect them. Remember, pray for them. Pray for, that the Lord will protect them. It's very important. My brother and sister, God has given everyone the same opportunity, the same gospel that is preached to them is preached to us. Same opportunity. My brother and sister, pray for them. If God has given you a concern for the homeless in the 3 days of darkness, this is going to be a great testing for everyone. Because he's removing the wicked and the evil from our street, from our city, from our state, from our country, from our world. And the 3 days of darkness is exactly what's happening. God is removing evil from the earth. And he knows who are evil. He knows who are wicked. Okay? He knows who they are. And he's going to cleanse the earth, because you imagine now, if you and I are changing, transformed now, to go out to evangelize people, what do people say? Oh, get out of here with that. Oh, I'm glad you got changed and transformed, but leave me alone. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Okay? So, this is what I'm saying to you. God's going to get them ready to hear what we have to say from God when we are changed and transformed. This is not going to be a hustle, an argumental anymore. No. No more argument. God's going to humble them. When they come alive through the 3 days of darkness, they're going to know it was by the miracle, by the mercy and grace of God that they made it through. My brother and sister, it's the only way they're going to make it. And if you're looking for them and they did not make it, the beast ate them, that was it. That was it for them. My brother and sister, praise you, Jesus. So Jesus says to the Pharisee, a wicked and adulterous generation seeking a sign. You see the condition of people? It's the same condition of today, wicked and adultery. My brother and sister, and they're seeking God. They're seeking to know. My brother and sister, think about it. They're seeking God to give them a sign. Oh, we want to know when is this going to happen. Like, people, when do you think this is going to happen? God is telling us to be ready for it, and you want to know when it's going to happen? Again, what did Jesus say? Hallelujah. This adulterer, wicked and adulterous generation seeking the sign, there should be no sign given to it. You see, the wicked and adulterous generation that are today, God's not giving them a sign. God's giving the sign to his people to know and discern. You see the difference? He's not giving it to them. He's giving it to his people. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. So remember the signs of Jonah, Jesus said. Same signs of Jonah. Jonah was in darkness for 3 days. Remember how he ended up there in disobedience. If Jonah would have gone to Nineveh to share the word, he would have been fine. He didn't have to be in that. He probably could have been in the other 3 days of darkness in Nineveh. Different, in a house, in a home, probably. Moses and the people stayed in their home in the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, God have mercy on them, keep them and protect them, and they have lights. And back then, the lamp were candles or lamps of oil. They were fine. Hallelujah. Now, if people don't believe you, pray for them. Don't concern yourself. Don't worry, because you will sin if you worry. If you worry, you will sin, sister. Don't worry, because you will sin. Trust the Lord for their protection, to protect your family during the 3 days of darkness, that if they go out, even after you told them so, God will keep them and God will protect them. Put them in the hand of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And there should be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. See you. Goodbye. I tell you what's going to happen. This is it. 3 days of darkness, like in Jonah. He walked away. Huh? They wanted more. But wait a minute, Lord. Can you give us some more? Can you tell us more? How this is going to, at what time, Lord? Oh, no. The signs of the prophet Jonah. That's it. That's what I'm giving you. That's it. No more. Praise you, Jesus. Because if you sat there with them, they're going to end up arguing with you. And Jesus said the condition they were in. They were not in condition to discern and understand. When people are in sin, are backsliding, and you try to explain these things to them, oh, they don't want to hear it. Oh, even if they try, they're not going to understand unless they repent and turn away from their wicked ways. So don't sit there trying to convince someone who doesn't want to listen. And the Lord was not about to waste his time with them because they were not ready to listen. And so take the example of what Jesus did. Goodbye. He departed, the Bible says. See ya. I'm not going to be here hours explaining this to you. Luke 1:79. To shine on those in darkness, living in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Brother Ben shared this with me, which was awesome. Amos 8:9. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Look how the 3 days of darkness are scheduled to come about. Amos 8:9. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon. Are you listening? The sun is going down at noon. This is why when I was there at 10 in the morning, my brother and sister, I noticed it wasn't too dark. It was a 50% dark. And by noontime, totally, 100% darkness where you could see nothing. Nothing you could see at noon. And I didn't understand this. And then Brother Ben, we were talking about this yesterday, and he mentioned this verse of 8:9, which really surprised me. I'm like, wow, Brother Ben, that is really good. Okay? Because then I understood what the Lord showed me. My brother, everything is in the Word of God. It is awesome. Everything for this life and the life to come is in the Word of God. My brother and sister. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon. I will darken the earth in a clear, what did he say? Day. I will darken the sun in a clear day. Isn't that amazing? Everything is in the Word of God. In a clear day. And that's what I noticed. It was clear in the morning. It goes to the sun by 10 a.m. is 50% dark. And by 12, you could see nothing. Totally dark. And then this brother come and share this verse with me. I'm like, my Lord. It came to my mind right away. Everything is in his word. Everything. Everything, my brother insisted. This is another 3,000-year word right there in the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, God, for those that share what God has given to them, too. My brother insisted. Knowing and understanding that Brother Elby doesn't know everything. The Lord Jesus does, God does. And if we all ask the Lord for more, then all we can share with one another the information, the revelation, and then it's all knowledge and wisdom that will help us. So I thank Brother Ben for this. So, and at noontime, on that first day, the sun is completely darkened right there. So come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. And then Jeremiah 6:4 confirms that, prepare ye word against her, which is Babylon. Arise, let us go out at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadow of the evening are stretched out. What is happening in that day? Jeremiah gives us, the prophet, a good understanding of what goes about. The shadow are being stretched out. Darkness are being stretched out over the earth, my brothers and sisters. And so that's why from 12 noon on, in the evening, the shadows are being stretched out completely. This total pitch black, a darkness that can be felt all over the earth. And I heard people saying, what is this? Where does this come from? Can anyone explain this? People had all kinds of questions in the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister. And I remember my wife saying on the phone to the teacher, my son teacher, my husband talked about in his program on the radio about this, that this will come. But I'm a Christian. I never heard about this. Oh, remember in Egypt, children of Israel with Moses went through it. Huh? Because people think, listen, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. When we talk about this thing, it's in the Word. Exodus 10:21. Remember that. Exodus 10:21. 3 days of darkness. The children of Israel went through it. We're going to go through it. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Everything is in His Word. Job 5:14. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. Another confirmation. This is the third confirmation now. That in the noonday, my brother and sister, yeah, Job 5:14. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grow up in the noonday as in the night. My brother, what a mighty confirmation. Three confirmations, three different prophets. Three different men of God here confirming one another how it comes about. In the noonday. My brother, in the daytime, says Job. Daytime. Praise ye, Lord. Praise ye, mighty Lord. Amos 4:13. He who formed the mountain and created the wind, who declare humankind his thought, who turns the morning into darkness, thrives on the hay of the earth, Elohim Adonai. So again, my brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Amos, again, prophesied that this in the noontime, in the daytime, this darkness will come about. My brother and sister, Amos 4:13. That is incredible. This displays of the power of God over the earth, where he will punish the wicked, my brother and sister, is a cleansing coming upon the earth before the 3 days, before the great last rain being poured upon the earth, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amos has his generation, his people, who are waiting for the coming of Messiah, my brother and sister. He asked him this question. Hallelujah. He said, woe to you who want the day of Adonai, the name, the day of the Lord. Why do you want it or want it? The day of Adonai, it is darkness and no light. Praise ye, Lord. This darkness also to us a type of a trial, because we're waiting for the Lord to come and change us and transform us in a glorified body to go out for the last revival. But it comes with darkness. The Lord says through his prophet that his day will come with darkness, that the 3 days of darkness is indicating that the Lord is coming to do something mightily, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Something that people have not experienced. And how many of us say, we're waiting for the rapture. We're waiting for the departure. We're waiting for the coming of the Lord. The day of the Lord comes with darkness. The 3 days of darkness are first. And then during that 3 days, the churches change. The churches transform. Look at it. It's like the seed being planted onto the earth. You plant the seed in the ground, darkness. And in 3 days, sprouts. Comes out. My brother and sister. Same thing when you and I, it's transformed, it's changed from death to light. Oh, I thank you, Lord. That's what's happening here. Thank you, Lord. Amos 5:20. Won't the day about the night be darkness, no light, completely dark, with no brightness at all? Exactly. Exactly. Can you imagine what's saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. And in the 3 days of darkness, that's going to get a lot of people, wait a minute. They were saying the Lord coming. Well, how come we got this pitch black darkness that you can feel on the earth? Don't worry about it. God has a plan. He has a plan. He said it through his prophet, it will be this way. My brother, it has to be this way. He has to bring a cleansing. My brother and sister, he has to do this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. According to Exodus, God did this in Egypt to display his powerful hand upon the Egyptian. My brother and sister. And to show the children of Israel his mighty hand. Hallelujah. Zechariah 1:15. That day is a day of fury. Listen to what the prophet Zechariah now says in regard to that specific gloom, 3 days of darkness. You're going to hear it. Watch. That day, a day of fury. It sounds like a peaceful day. It's a day of fury for them that are in darkness. Not for the bride of Christ. Stay in prayer for 3 days. That day is a day of fury. A day of trouble in distress. Sound familiar, beast-eating people? A day of trouble in distress. Another translation said, a day of judgment. Those 3 days are days of judgment. God is going to remove his enemy from the earth, the wicked, the evil, that's been here for a while. And as he removed them, what's going to shock people is the number of people that will be removed. It's going to shock you. We talked about this years ago on the Lord's Hour. How many are and how many are not? How many are and how many are not? And in the 3 days of darkness, once they're finished and you look, you're not going to see much people left. You will be shocked to the core of your being. In those 3 days of judgment, my brother and sister, there are the people that will be left. Okay? Don't let it break your heart. Pray for peace for your own. Because God is doing something new on the earth, the Bible says. Zechariah 1:15. The day of fury, the day of trouble in distress, a day of wasted in desolation. Now, the Lord rebuked me this week, my brother and sister. The beasts are going to eat those people. In case you're wondering what's going to happen with the body, the beasts are going to eat them. The Lord rebuked me this week. And the reason why he rebuked me this week is I was reading the prophecy someone sent me. And she said that an earthquake is going to happen before the great day of judgment. And the Lord, as I went in prayer with the Lord, he said to me, remember what I showed you, that how it will come about. And when he showed me, I saw a tsunami happening before the 3 days of darkness coming through Florida. Okay? And he says to me to stay with what he has shown me. And of course, we know a tsunami is a cedar earthquake that makes a tsunami. Now, someone where they live may experience an earthquake. Where I am, eastern part of the United States, we're not going to experience the earthquake. We're going to experience a tsunami. And this is why us being here and other people being in another part of the United States or another part of the earth will experience maybe an earthquake, but we are going to experience a tsunami. So this is why I need to stay with what the Lord has shown us, because that is to prepare the people of the eastern part of the United States that a tsunami before the 3 days of darkness coming, as the Lord had me say on the Lord's Tower. So I have to be careful not to be repeating what the Lord has said to someone else, because that's where their word is for where they are, their location. Okay? Like people in California will experience an earthquake. People on the eastern part of the United States will experience a tsunami. Totally two different things. Okay? Two different things. My brother and sister, tsunami brings water. they're bringing is destruction. Okay? So the Lord says, he very specific to me, to stay with what he has shown me. Okay? And I'm sorry, Lord. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I'm sorry because I should have asked the Lord even before I said it. Sometimes I get myself in trouble. God be merciful to me, my brother and sister, because we have to stay with what the Lord is saying. Okay? We have to stay with what he's saying. Okay? Because different, the words are different, but they apply to different situations, different stay, different timing, different song. Very important that we stay with our song, the eastern part, and explains how things are going to be so we don't miss the word of the understanding, because it is for us to be prepared. It is for us to be ready to know these things are coming, that need to be ready, and we need to be prepared. That is why the Lord is giving it away. He's giving it to us. He's not contradicting himself. It is that it applies to different occasion or different song or different situation, my brother and sister. So that I wanted to. Okay, so the prophet Zephaniah says that it's a day of fury, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasted desolation, a day of darkness and gloom. There you go. Okay? Now, I want you to see something that the prophet Zephaniah points to, that you have to notice this, because I said it before, or God shows to us when he, as he did it through Moses in Egypt. I want you to see something here. Okay, I'm going to begin the verse and then I'm going to finish it. It's a day of fury. It's a day of trouble and distress. It's a day of wasted desolation. It's a day of darkness and gloom. A day of clouds and thick fog. My brothers, notice now. Notice now that thick fog, you won't be able to drive. I have tried to drive in thick fog up here in the mountain. It's almost impossible. You have to stop. You have to stop. You cannot drive in a thick fog. And this fog is totally different than the one we got up here. It's worse. It's thick. It's a darkness that you can feel, said the children of Israel, said God through Moses. So imagine something you can feel is so thick that you can feel you cannot even see your own hand. How are you going to drive through that? How are you going to walk through that? It's impossible. This is why God wants us to stay put. Stay at home. Have your life at home. Stay inside. Close door, close window, covers your window, covers your door. That keeps your children from looking outside. Okay? Keeps your children from looking outside. It's a day of waste and desolation. Whatever these beasts does, bite people, eat people, kill people, okay, you don't need to see it. You don't need to experience it firsthand. You don't need to be there watching it. Okay? Stay at home and pray with God. Ask God to send angels and protect you and your family. My brother and sister, this has been announced for thousands of years. It's not like it's something new. God has been saying it through his prophet for thousands of years. Now it's about to come to pass. When COVID-19 began, was it announced? God told me a plague was coming upon the earth. In 2019, when God brought me down from heaven, God said that the plague was among us, and I came. And a sister says to me in the Spanish program, Brother Elvie, I've been listening to you for 5 years. You've been saying that this plague is coming upon the earth. I don't see it. I don't know where it is. This was back in October, September 2019. You keep seeing this on the Lloyd Tower. I don't know why you keep seeing this, Brother Elvie. You know, it's not that I want to doubt that you are a prophet of the Lord, but you keep saying that this plague that is coming upon the earth, and some people say, you're crazy. Do you know the technology we have here in the United States? If such a plague or virus come on the earth, we will be able to stop it quickly and get it under control. And I said, God said this will be all over the earth. And I remember in November of 2019, sister said to me, Brother Elvie, there's a virus beginning in Wuhan, China. And I heard you saying that God told you this was among us already. So does it mean that the one starting in Wuhan, is that the virus that's going to go around the earth, the plague that you've been talking about and preaching about in the Lord's Tower? And I said, sister, if that virus began in Wuhan, China, you can believe it will be all over the world. But Brother Elvi, even the Chinese were stopped at and not let it get out of the country. I said, sister, God told me it will be all over the world. Okay, Brother Wossi, in 2020, by February, January, she contacted me and said, Brother Elvi, I'm sorry. And a few other people that called me crazy. I'm sorry, Brother Elvi. It's already Italy and France. It's practically all over the world by the second month of 2020. You were right, Brother Elvi. And it seems like they're not stopping it that easy. You were right what God was showing you. My brother and sister, God is never wrong. Everything in his timing. And when he says to us to prepare and be ready, you can be sure it's coming. These 3 days of darkness, God has spoken for several prophets on YouTube. Sister Barbara, he told me the other day, Sister Celestial, he's been speaking into his prophet more often now than ever before. Why? Because it's close. It's close. It's about to come. He spoke to me yesterday and says to me to read this here on the Lord Tower, Matthew 16, the red cloud, that I said, you know, Brother Ben mentioned it to me. I don't know who else mentioned it. And I said, you know, if I said to Brother Ben, Brother Ben was sitting next to me. I was in my computer in the Bible looking for it in the Bible. I said, if the Lord's saying we're going to have a red cloud before the 3 days of darkness, it's got to be in the Bible. And when I got to Matthew 16:3, Jesus said, this is what I want you to tell them. He spoke it to me right there. Okay, Lord, I will. A confirmation clearly, the red cloud. There will be a red cloud. There will be a red cloud before the 3 days of darkness. And by the next day, it begins 3 days of darkness. It's close. God wants us to be ready, be prepared, especially us that have children. Don't take it for granted if you have children or if you love your dog or your animal. You let them go outside in the 3 days of darkness, they may be killed. They may be killed. So it's important that God wants us to protect the things we love, the animal we love, the people we love. I don't want to send my children to school during the 3 days of darkness. So I'm asking the Lord, been asking the Lord to show me, to direct me, to let me know before they come. So I don't want it's going to be hard to walk to school. So I don't want to send them to school. I want my children to be safe. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Psalm 18:10. He lowered heaven and came down with thick darkness under his feet. In other words, Messiah, Jesus is coming during the 3 days of darkness. The darkness are coming under his feet. They will be on the earth while the beasts devour the people, the wicked. Once the beasts are done and the 3 days of darkness are over, during that time, he is changing and transforming his bride. My brother and sister, the bride comes with glorious body, angelic body, but the rest of the people, the wicked, the beasts are eating them already. My brother and sister, that is incredible. And it's in the word of God. Psalm 18:29. For you are the night, light my lamp, are the night my God, light up my darkness. Hallelujah. He will be with us during the 3 days of darkness. We don't need to fear. We don't need to be afraid. Let's say some of you, if you cannot get any candles or any light that you may use, any lamp that you can use, then remember to keep the most important lamp on, and it's your relationship with the Lord. Okay? My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 104:20. Let me look this up in another translation, because it says that when the darkness comes, the animals go crazy. There's a howling going on in the 3 days of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, Psalm 104:20, you bring darkness and at night, and it's night, the time when all the forest animals prowl. Hallelujah. My police is howling, the word that it uses. Right when he brings that darkness, praise the Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. So it's a type of judgment coming and that night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord make darkness and become night, which prowl about every wild beast of the forest. My brother and sister. So I guess the animals of the forest, the wild beasts, are going to experience this darkness in such a way, my brother and sister, they're going to go crazy. The howling are going to be heard everywhere, my brother and sister, for some reason. Hallelujah. During the darkness that the Lord is bringing. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Psalm 105:28. He sent darkness, and the land grew dark. They did not defy his word. Hallelujah. So again, it is a type of judgment. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Job 5:14. They meet darkness during the day, groping at noon like the night. Praise the Lord. Howling is another word it uses. Another translation. The animals are doing howling. They got great sound. Dog will be barking. All kinds of things are going on during the 3 days. Animals can feel that thick darkness coming on them. And I guess it brings tremendous fear all over them. That's why keep your pet close to you during those days. My brother and sister, they meet darkness during the day. It's during the day happening. And the animals go crazy for some reason. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then Joel also said in Joel 10:21, before I go to the place of no return, to the land of darkness, which is hell, death, dark, gloom, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Joel 10:22, and the land gloom like darkness itself. Dense darkness and the outer disorder, where even light is dark. Even light is dark, Joel says, my brother and sister. And that's exactly what happened with the car lights. They was dim so dark. Electricity was not working anymore for some reason. And people were trying to turn on the light, and it was like turning it on or turning it off was the same to the people. And that's when the fear came on people. My brother and sister that were not Christian, that I was next to, and they were shaking under fear. They didn't know what to run. They put their hand on their head, on their face, like, whoa. You know, when you trust the Lord, when you're under the protection of the Lord, if something like this happened, you know the Lord is keeping us and protecting us. That's his great promise. He's our shield. He's our protector. He's our helper, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Amen. So we trust the Lord. We trust the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Job 11:17, your life will be brighter than noon. Even in darkness will be like the morning. So there you go. Job said, at noontime, our light will be brighter than noon. So they will be totally in darkness. We will be in light. Imagine, we come out of the 3 days of lightness and glorified body, shining for the Lord. Young and beautiful. Handsome. Okay? It's something for us to celebrate. I believe it is for us to humble, yes, during the 3 days of darkness, pray and even fast. Just keep ourselves for the Lord during the 3 days because, you know, we know the Lord is coming down. Okay? The angel of death came into Egypt, and so also came God. When you go back and read the Bible, God was protecting his children while the angel of the Lord was killing the firstborn, my brother and sister. It's a similar experience coming to the 3 days of darkness. He'll protect us, but he will allow evil to eat the rest. Hallelujah. Joel 12:22, he disclosed the deepest recesses of darkness and bring light into the shadow of dark and death. Okay, he's going to reveal this to us because he wants us to be trusting him no matter what. Hallelujah. Now, Joel 12:25 said they grew up until darkness make them stagger like drunk. My brother and sister, some reason, according to Joel, in the 3 days of darkness, people will be acting like drunk. And I noticed that people were losing their sense. Something is going to affect them demonically in the 3 days of darkness. And you know what I was thinking also? That's because people are vaccinated in the 3 days of darkness. There's something that triggered the vaccinated ones. And so I didn't know what triggered. What I believe the darkness triggers something in the vaccinated that makes them go crazy. And so I was thinking that. And so when I read this verse here, and he makes them stagger like drunk, Joe says, my brother and sister, it's a change of behavior. It is a change of behavior during the 3 days of darkness. For what reason and what purpose? What causes this? And this is the question, my brother and sister. What is causing them to change? It could be the vaccine. My brother and sister, it could be the vaccine having an effect with the 3 days of darkness. They grow up and die with no life. He makes them stumble like drunk. And stumble like drunk, I saw them, but behaving differently is the question. What makes them behave this way, my brother and sister? I believe it's the darkness. Hallelujah. Job 15:22, he despair, returning from darkness, he is destined to meet the sword. It's another verse, my brother and sister. During the 3 days of darkness, what does the wicked encounter? Death. Destruction. These beasts biting them, tearing them apart, and eating them. They meet the sword, says Job. Exactly. They'll be killed. They will be killed during the 3 days of darkness. So when sister said, what about the homeless? Pray for them. Intercede for them. Go to the Lord to have mercy for their soul. Go to the Lord to have mercy. Whoever you pray for and intercede, the Lord can keep them and protect them if they're human. There's so much that people don't know and understand, but we trust the Lord through all this. And however, God is going to cleanse the earth in the 3 days of darkness. What do we say? Let his will be done, because this is not new. The 3 days of darkness, I'm reading to you a bunch of verses that confirms it. It's not something new. It's something coming on the earth, my brother and sister, that was scheduled to come in the last days. So the question is, God, knowing who will be on the earth in the last days, scheduled these 3 days of darkness to come, and is speaking it through his prophet and confirming and revealing it through his word. Let his will be done, because we think that all poor people that are going to be killed and die and be eaten by these beasts. No, don't think that way. Don't think that way. And I say this, because Father, who is more loving and caring than you and I all put together, is cleansing the earth to bring his revival. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My brother and sister, he knows what best for humanity. He knows what best for us. You know that all these demons in human body are a stumbling block to humanity. Well, he's going to remove them from the earth. They will not be a stumbling block anymore to you and I. And when he does, you're going to feel a freedom on this earth like you have not imagined, have not felt in all your life. The freedom and peace and deliverance that you are going to see and experience on this earth, after God cleanses this earth from all these demons, you are going to praise him for eternity for it. Okay? You are going to thank God for doing this cleansing. He's bringing the 3 days of darkness. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, oh, merciful God, you are so good. You knew what we needed. And in order to bring your peace and love, you have to remove this evil. That's exactly what he's doing. He's removing all wickedness. He's removing all evil from the earth. He's cleansing the earth from one corner to another. My brother and sister, before he pulled down the spirit upon all flesh, last rain he's bringing. Let his bring, hallelujah. My brother and sister, let his bring his rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 16:15. In the lives of the king continent, there is life. In his favor is a cloud, a ladder, end time, rain. Let me put it in the chat room for you to see his mercy, for you to see his grace. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. That's Proverbs 16:15. Look what our Messiah bringing with his countenance. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Brother Michael. Praise you, Joseph. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. In the light of the King countenance, this life, that's Messiah Jesus. In his favor is a cloud, a ladder, end time, rain. He's bringing his end time rain out of his own countenance. His favor, a cloud, a ladder, rain. He's doing us a favor. He's doing you and I a favor by cleansing the earth of 3 days darkness. Hear, hear my favor, children. I'm going to cleanse the earth for you so you can go out and win the soul. Amen, Lord. The tremendous peace, tremendous presence of God, tremendous power of God on this earth, like the earth has not experienced since the beginning. And you're questioning, oh, these people, that other people, oh, Lord. No, you need to understand that God has given this humanity thousands of years of mercy, and they have stepped on it like dirt, my brother and sister. He's cleansing the earth. Let his will be done. You will thank him for all eternity, what he's about to do on the earth. Thank him when he removed the evil, the wickedness from this earth. My brother and sister, hallelujah. It will be a celebration for us because God knows this is what we need. This is going to give us peace and joy in the middle of a transformation and glory that he's bringing to us. My brother and sister, he promised it to his prophet. Why will he not fulfill it? Promised it thousands of years ago he would do this, that the day of the Lord will come with darkness. And that's exactly how it's coming. 3 days of darkness. It has the day of the Lord is coming. And it cleanse the earth with judgment, fury, devastation. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Let his will be done on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Job 15:30. He will not escape from darkness. The flame will dry up his branches. His breath from the mouth of God, he will go away, says the Lord there. They will go away. This is how they're going to go away. This is how wicked is going to be removed. This is how God's going to remove the wicked in order to begin his revival. It's a short season revival before the rapture, departure, before the bride goes. My brother and sister, the bride is about to go. Has a final job to do for God. He told me I'm part of it. Been chosen for it. And many of you are. My brother and sister, Jesus did spoke to me last week when we were talking about coming down from heaven to the millennium. He says, not everyone is coming down. Okay? So he wanted me to tell you that. Not everyone is coming down to the millennium. Not all of you are coming down. Very few. And you know, I can name some of you I saw in the millennium. And I named some of you before, years before. So yes, this revival is for a short time, for a short season. The revival in the day of Pentecost were very short, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And so let the will of God be done and know this, because God knows what we need, what the earth needs, what people needs, the cleansing the earth needs. My brother and sister, you see people that you try talking to them about the Lord, getting ready to see God, and they'll reject the word right out of him. Right away, they'll reject the Lord. God had enough with it. People rejecting his son, his gospel. Okay, his word. He had enough of that. He's not going to stand for another thousands a year for people to keep rejecting his my brother and sister, his son. He's not going to stand for that anymore. Okay, he's cleansing the earth. Let his will be done. It's best for all of us. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joel 18:18, he will push from light into darkness and driven out the world. My brother and sister, look how he's going to drive them out, or drive them out, pushing the light into darkness. Okay? Hallelujah. So, that's it for them. That is it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Joel 20:20 says, a total darkness laid upon the treasure, fire fame by no one will consume by him. And calamity awaits what is left of his tent. No way they can escape. There is no way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here's the confirmation for the tsunami. Joel 22:11. Out of darkness so that you can see, a flood of water that cover you up. That's Joel 22:11. Talking about the darkness and talking about the tsunami that is coming before the darkness. Joel 22:11. My brother, so you can see a flood of water that covers you up. In the darkness you will not see, you cannot see, it says right there, in a flood of water that covers you up. The tsunami. Right there in that verse. One verse. Confirming the tsunami and confirming the 3 days of darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Joel 22:13. Yet you say, what does God know? Can he see through thick darkness to judge? Look at the question of Job. In Job. Of course God can see through the thick darkness. And of course he's going to judge them during the 3 days of darkness. That's why he's going to allow the beast to eat them. He is the one doing this. He is the one cleansing the earth, removing the wicked and evil. My brother and sister, don't be surprised if you don't see people and politicians on television anymore, or people that used to go on TV, if you don't see them anymore, if the beast have eaten them. If he is your governor and your leaders and your representative, your mayor, and if you don't see them anymore because the beasts are eating them, God knew exactly what he was doing. My brother and sister, if you don't see Pelosi anymore, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if the beasts eat them during the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, big changes are coming. Big changes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Now, look what Joel said, which is for us, the children of God. Joel 23:17. My brother and sister, this is what Joel prophesied. He says, yea, I am not cut off by the darkness. He has protected me from the deepest gloom. So we, the children of God, are protected during the 3 days of darkness. That's the verse right there that confirms it. We're not cut off. Why? Because the rest of the wicked ones are cut off. Look at the word he used, cut off. Cut off. No more. No more. They're no more. He cuts them off. He removes them. Because that's what it is, a cleansing. He's bringing a cleansing on the earth for 3 days. Okay? There will be a lot of people you are not going to see after the 3 days of darkness. You may look for them, nowhere to be found. Okay? They might be in the list of the most wanted or the lost, but they're not going to find them, my brother and sister, because the beast ate them, and the beast are going down again to the pit. So in order to find them, they have to find them in the belly of the beast in the pit. That's where they're going to be, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. It's coming. Hallelujah. It is coming. It is coming and it will not delay anymore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Joel says in 34:22, there is no darkness, no death-like gloom where the wrongdoers can hide. Can they hide from the 3 days of darkness? The wrong... the wrongdoers, Joseph, Job asked. The answer is no. They cannot. They cannot hide. So that means that their homes where these beasts are going to jump through the windows, because I saw one of them break through a window into someone's house. And this is the part that made me nervous when the Lord showed me last week the 3 days of darkness. Because one of the, I believe it was the tiger I saw, was one of the beasts, I saw when the beast jumped through someone's windows to eat someone that was in their homes. A glass window. It broke through the glass window to eat this person. And that's when I got nervous and scared. But I noticed that one of the beasts turned to look at me because I was walking to go meet Brother Ben. But I had a hitch on me that the beast saw my brother and sister that could not eat me, could not attack me. So we, the children of God that dwells under the shadow of the Almighty, were protected. But this person, I believe, was not Christian. Because this beast broke through the window. The person was standing like in the living room. It walked through the window, and it jumped on this person to bite this person, to eat this person. And that's when I got really nervous. I was like, can they do that? This beast just jumped through the window of this person to eat this person that was standing in the living room. This is why repentance now is a must. And to ask the Lord to protect it with a hedge of protection and a wall of fire and send his angels around us. Okay? Because when I saw this really made me nervous as I was walking down the street to go meet Brother Ben. That to me was a clear understanding. The Lord needs to be protecting us. It has to be the protection of the Lord. It cannot be, oh, I'm in my house, it cannot come in. No, because this beast jumped through the window and easily broke through the glass window into this person's home. And the person was fighting the beast on top of it, biting the neck, eating them. I didn't have much time to see more, but I saw when the beast jumped on the person. I saw the person had like a clear curtain over the window, and when the beast jumped through the living room, it broke easily through the window. The person was standing. The person was shocked, like, whoa, it got into my house. The idea is not to let them come into your house. But you notice that unless you have the protection of the Lord, you're not protected. Unless the Lord is protecting your house, hallelujah, your house is not protected. Got to remember that. This is why what we're preaching is a must for people to be in repenting. This is not a joke. This is no game. This is life or death. And Elisha told the people, choose life this day. Choose life this day. This is not a joke. Not playing around. This is serious. My brother and sister, because your house may be protected as a believer with the Lord, but someone else out there breaking in to eat them and bite them, to bite them and eat them. So you see, and you'll hear the broken glass anyway. This is why it's going to bring so much fear, because if you got neighbors around you and you hear these beasts jumping through the window, you hear the broken glass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then, you know, and to also pray for your animal, yes, to be protected. Okay? And so much more. Praise you, Yeshua. It is the Lord that we need to have over our life, our homes, protecting us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. He is our protector and our keeper. Hallelujah. Job 38:17. Have the gates of death been revealed to you? The gates of death like darkness? God says to Job, and that is the question. God is the one who reveals it to. Hallelujah. To us. There's no way for us to know. And he's revealing us these things in the last days. My brother and sister. For us to be ready. For us to be prepared. Hallelujah. To keep looking for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Job 38:19, which was lay to where light has a home, in darkness where does it dwell. So you have a place where darkness dwells, but you have a home for the light. Children of the light have the home, and children of the darkness will have the home too. In other words, there's a separation, a home for the light, and a home and a dwelling for the darkness. If they're already dwelling in darkness, they're not repenting, they're not seeking the Lord. The bees are going to eat them. They're going to jump through the windows. They're not going to be able to stop these bees, because these bees look unstoppable. They move unstoppable. I saw how one of the bees jumped through this person's car windshield, which are, windshields are very strong. They're not just like your car window. Their windshield is very strong. It needs to support when you're going at high speed, 200 miles plus an hour easily. And that's a lot of pressure being put on the windshield of your car. So they're made very strong. And these bees that I saw jumped through the windshield of this person's car, and it broke the windshield like nothing. It shattered over the car and grabbed the person, my brothers, from the steering wheel to pull it outside easily. So they're strong beasts, okay, that are going to be sent on this earth during the 3 days of darkness. The only protection is Jesus. It's God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the only best protection you can have. That's why repenting is a must in the last day, my brother and sister. Cannot be put off anymore. Hallelujah. Lamentation 2:1, he enveloped in darkness at the night. In his anger, he made the daughter of Zion. He had thrown down from heaven to the earth the splendor of Israel, forgotten his footstool and the sanctuary in the day of his anger. My brother, he's not going to spare people, okay, just because you say, I'm an Israelite. Unless you're repenting to him and seeking him, it don't matter who you are. If you're backsliding Christian, not repenting and seeking God, the beast may come and devour you, simply. That's what he says in Lamentation 2:1. The prophet Jeremiah, he cried for his people. I don't know if you read the book of Lamentation. The reason why Jeremiah is crying, because they came, the Chaldean came, killed most of their army, and men and women, and took the young men, like Daniel, down to Babylon captive, in chain, my brother and sister. Only Jeremiah and a few of them were alive. And this is when Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentation, in tear. And Jeremiah says here that God in the darkness, he was anger. Darkness reflects his anger. Right now, like the Lord showed me Father the other day, walking to and fro, angry. He's bringing this darkness, my brother and sister, punish humanity like they cannot imagine. Hallelujah. And he says, in the day of his anger, the 3 days of darkness to indicate Father's anger upon humanity, the unrepentant humanity who have rejected his son, have rejected his word, even the word through his prophet, and he's not taking it anymore. He's not having it anymore. He is not having it anymore. They have chosen their way, and he's going to send them their way. He's going to have these beasts eat them. And it may sound cruel to you, but enough is enough. He's not going to hold this for another 1,000 years or 100 years more. He has said it's enough. He decided to bring the end upon the earth and upon humanity, and that's it. No matter what people preach and believe, oh, this is not going to happen for another 100 years, they say. Huh? Oh, I remember people, oh, we're not going to see this plague before COVID-19 when I was talking about the plague coming. Oh, we're not going to see, I don't know why Brother Elby's talking about this, 2017, 2016, 2018. I don't know what Brother Elby's talking about all this. Because we're not going to see this is for the great tribulation, they say. And they criticized me. They called me false prophet. And I kept telling from God that the judgment was coming, a plague that will cover the earth will come. And it came. My brother and sister, now like in the times of Daniel. Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar that he was going to be turned into a beast to interpret his dream. He said, oh, King, he was quiet for an hour, Daniel. Shocked, surprised, because Daniel totally understood the punishment that was coming upon the king and said, oh, King, I will desire this for your enemy, not for you, oh, King. And God, that same year, the same year, my brother and sister, that Daniel told this revelation of the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar, 12 months, and King Nebuchadnezzar were turned into a beast. My brother and sister, 12 months. Can see how things are being unfolding quickly. Okay? They are unfolding quickly. This earthquake in California, my brother and sister, I don't think we're going to pass 12 months before we see it, or the Eastern tsunami. I don't think so. I could be wrong. This is me now. This is me. Okay? There's not much to be seen. Father says to me the other night, it's over. The Lord said it's over. God looked at me and said it was over with his fiery eyes. It's over, he says to me. And the Lord confirmed it. And the witness that you are matters established. He established this matter already that it's over. My brother and sister, now it's for his word to come to pass. I believe we live in the days of Daniel. Well, we see things happening within 12 months. I truly believe that. Again, my brother and sister, we'll see the unfolding.